A number of wildfires are burning in southwestern Alaska, but firefighting crews appear to have the upper hand on a couple of them. State Forestry Division spokesman Andy Alexandro in McGrath says lightning sparked several fires.
Over the weekend, Friday and Saturday in particular, we picked up five new fires. One was not staffed because of its location and the limited fire management option attached to it.
The rest of the new fires are east and northeast of Aniak. Meanwhile, firefighters have completed a fire break to protect the village of Tulida from the still-burning Tonklanooka fire, which has consumed 38,000 acres.
They did one heck of a burnout along the east and north and south of the village, which made the possibility of fire not reaching the buildings in the village much greater. So the community of three people there are in pretty good shape.
They plan to demobilize from that fire soon. There are 43 firefighters on the Holokuk fire east of Aniak, which has burned about 200 acres. There's also a fire burning in the Galena district. It's called the Yellow River Fire, and 40 people are fighting it. Smoke jumpers also responded to a fire on the west side of the Alaska Range in the Farewell Burn. That fire was started months ago by a campfire set by Iditarod mushers.
Detected back in March and then in April, and fire wasn't really harming anything. It went to 109 acres, but it did jump the Post River. Land manager wanted the fire not to go to the north of the Post River, so in recent days we've had 13 smoke jumpers up there just putting the fire out.
More thunderstorms are in the forecast for the area.